Here in the United States, the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Diesel program has slashed pollution from school buses and other diesel engines around the country. The five-year-old program is so popular that during last year's lame duck session of Congress, the Senate unanimously approved continuing it. But NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that in his new budget, President Obama is proposing to stop funding it.
Outside schools in East Chicago, Indiana, the buses line up one after another, waiting to pick up kids. Drivers keep the engines idling to keep the buses warm.
The exhaust from one bus goes in and fills up the other bus so that when the students get on, you know it's not healthy for the children.
Estelle Powell coordinates regulations for the school bus system. She says that thanks to the Clean Diesel program, the air will get a lot healthier for kids here. The school system has approval to buy heaters for each bus.
Once these heaters get on the buses and we will be able to cut off our motors, we won't have any exhaust coming into the air, period.
The Clean Diesel program pays for a variety of pollution control devices. It also funds heaters and other technology that helps drivers avoid idling, so it saves lots of fuel. Scott Deloney runs Indiana's air pollution program. He says the Clean Diesel program is so popular that he had to reject 80% of the applicants for grants in each of the last 2 years. He says in recent years, all of the money for these grants has come straight from the federal government.
Eliminating this type of funding will significantly reduce our ability to reduce children's exposure to diesel exhaust.
Environmental groups, public health advocates, and industry groups were shocked to hear the president's proposal to stop funding the program in 2012. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson says deciding to cut it is painful.
This is a program that for every dollar spent, we know, has a history of giving us $12, $13 in health benefits.
Like fewer ER visits and hospital stays. That's because diesel exhausts make asthma and other lung ailments worse. They also contribute to deadly illnesses like lung cancer. The EPA program is rare in that industry likes it too. Alan Schaefer heads the Diesel Technology Forum and Industry Group.
It's an undisputed success. That's what makes it so heartbreaking to see the program be proposed for elimination. And I say proposed because it's our view that this is only a start of this conversation.
He and environmental groups will work hard to get Congress to keep funding the program. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.